With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's grateful that Secretary of State Antony Blinken has come to support Israel.
My good friend Tony, thank you for your important visit here today. Thank you. Thank President Biden. And thank you to the American people for your incredible support for Israel in our war against the barbarians of Hamas.
Blinken's support to Israel came as its military pulverized the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip with airstrikes and prepared for a possible ground invasion. The war has now claimed at least 2,700 lives on both sides. Also at SRNNews.com, the UAW expanding its strike to include a Ford truck plant in Kentucky. Lisa Dwyer has more.
The United Auto Workers Union has significantly escalated its walkout against three Detroit automakers by going on strike against a major Ford truck plant in Louisville, Kentucky. In a surprise move, the 8,700 members walked out at about 6:30 p.m. The plant makes the profitable, heavy-duty F-Series pickup trucks and large SUVs. Ford called the strike expansion grossly irresponsible. The UAW began striking against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis on September 15th. About 25,000 workers out of 146,000 have walked off their jobs at the three automakers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An early morning storm system that moved across parts of Florida left a path of damage. Police in Clearwater say no one was injured when a possible tornado touched down around 2 a.m. local time. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 80 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 21. This is SRN News. The National Hockey League bans gay tape.
Players apply heavy tape to their sticks to improve grip and protect the blade. Some teams have been forcing them to use rainbow-colored tape to celebrate the LGBT community. That sparked something of a mutiny amongst players last season, and now the NHL has put an end to the practice. It's issued a letter saying, quote, "Players shall not be put in the position of having to demonstrate personal support for any special initiatives." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The family of a transgender 9-year-old in North Carolina is suing state health officials to block a law that bars children from undergoing sex change operations. The parents claiming that the ban will force their child to undergo a traumatic wrong gender puberty. A growing number of states are passing legislation designed to protect kids from the irreversible surgeries and generally slow down the transgender offensive. This is SRN News. A federal judge is allowing enforcement of a public health order that suspends the right to carry guns at public parks and playgrounds in the Albuquerque, New Mexico metro area.
The judge's order rejects a request to block temporary firearms restrictions as legal challenges proceed. It's a victory for Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and her advocacy for temporary gun restrictions in response to recent deadly shootings around the state. The standoff is one of many since a U.S. Supreme Court decision last year enforced gun rights. Leaders in blue states explore new avenues for restrictions. Rich Thomason reporting.
A rare annular solar eclipse will be visible Saturday in 8 western U.S. states. The moon, in a phenomenon called the Ring of Fire, will partially be shrouding the sun and create a spectacular halo. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.